So as Rowena explained, we are doing a series looking at the book of Daniel. And if you weren't here last week, do listen to her talk online, because she gave a really great background to the book of Daniel. So it's really helpful if you want to understand how they got to where they were. But last week we saw Daniel and his three friends taken off to Babylon, trained up and given positions of authority as advisors to the king. So things were looking good for them. And then we get today's story. And Daniel is given this humanly impossible task. He not only has to interpret King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he has to describe what the dream was. So totally impossible. And obviously Daniel is concerned for his friends and himself. He doesn't want to be cut into little pieces. And he knows that the only way out of this situation is if God intervenes. And so he knows that he needs to ask God both to tell him the dream and to interpret it. So he asks his friends to pray with him, and they do. And then in the night, God shows him a vision, not only the dream, but also the interpretation. So do we believe that God still intercedes for us today in miraculous ways? Well, I want to tell you a story that I found on the internet. John was the pastor of a church in Scotland called Redemption Church. He was working late on a sermon one Saturday evening on a similar theme to what we're looking at today, looking at God's divine intervention. He finished writing his talk and he rang his wife to say that he was on his way home. She didn't answer, and he let it ring and ring, but there was no answer, which really worried him a bit because she should have been at home. So he tried again, and this time she answered immediately. And so he said, "Why didn't you pick up the phone?" And she said, "The phone didn't ring." The next day at church, Bob, a member of his congregation, came to him and told him that he had been suffering with severe depression. And the previous night, he had got to the end of everything, and he was sitting there, and he decided to take his own life. And so he was sitting there making preparations to do that when his phone rang. And he ignored it, and it rang, and it rang. And he looked at the caller ID, and it said Redemption. And in that moment, he knew that it was a message from God saying that he was there, and it stopped him from taking his life. And John realised that what had happened is the previous evening, he'd obviously rung Bob by mistake, but that mistake actually saved his life, saved Bob's life. So God interceded to do that. And if you search on the internet, you can find many stories like that. And I think sometimes, you know, when we tell stories at the beginning in our thank you times, it's just to encourage ourselves and so that we know that God is there. He is answering our prayers today. And it's not just something that happened to Daniel all those hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So let's look a little bit more about this story and about Daniel. So why does Daniel ask his friends to pray for him and with him? Because there's real power in gathering together to pray. In Matthew 18:20, it says, "Where two or three gather in my name, there I am with you." And in our gospel reading today that Helen read to us, it said, "Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him." He and his disciples had gathered privately away from all the crowds and they were praying together. Jesus modelled how to pray with others. We know, don't we, at the very end of his life, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he'd taken Peter and James and John and he asked them to pray with him. Sadly, at that time, they kept falling asleep, didn't they? But he modelled that, and praying with his friends was so important. So we think about Daniel. He returned to his house. He explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, and urged them to pray, to plead for mercy from God. Daniel knew that if he talked to his friends, then they would respond and they would pray as requested. And as we heard, they were close friends of his. You know, we talked about that last week. They'd all been captured together, brought to Babylon, and they had that strong bond. They were like a community within a community. And we operate like this at St. James, don't we? When people have urgent prayer needs, they put them on our St. James's WhatsApp, or we put them on our home group WhatsApps, and everybody prays. And we do that in the knowledge that if we put it on there, we know that people will join together to pray, because that's what being part of a community is about. And like I've just said, we have our thank you times on a Sunday, and it's so encouraging when we get those feedbacks like Dave's just given us. You know, such a huge improvement from 1 minute being told that, you know, he was facing having his foot amputated to now being told they're going to discharge him and move him back to the different services. And I just think that's so encouraging. We see the power of prayer at work when we gather together. You know, many times through the years, I have gone to emergency prayer meetings that people have called for really difficult situations. I remember a young father of five who was diagnosed with cancer. This is going back a lot of years now when I was at St Andrews. And we all gathered together to pray, and he came through that treatment well. And then a few years later, he was in the same man was in a really serious car accident, and he sustained head injuries. He was in intensive care, and again we gathered together to pray for him. And on both occasions there was just this sense of joining together and banging on heaven's door for this man, his life. And in the course of that hour or so, we just had this strong sense of our prayers being answered and that he would live. And he has. He has lived. But I have to say that I've also been at other prayer meetings of other people where they didn't end so well, where people haven't survived serious cancer treatment. I remember a few years ago, we prayed very hard for a lady who had very serious mesothelioma, which is the asbestos cancer. And she did die in the end, but one of her big prayers was that she would be well enough to be there for her daughter's wedding. And she was. She was well enough. She went there and she was able to celebrate and see her daughter married. And she also came to my ordination as well, actually. So, you know, sometimes God doesn't answer prayer in the way that we expect him to or we really want him to. But he hears our prayer. And it's so powerful when we do like they've done here. We gather together to pray. And, you know, I've really enjoyed it on Thursday mornings where we've had a bit more time and it's a bit quieter. We quite often, after our talk, we've been able to have time to really focus in prayer for a bit of a longer time on something. So over the last months, we prayed for Ukraine. We prayed for famine. We prayed during COVID. Last week, we prayed about people in power and the influence they have and those people in authority. And I just really find that sense of praying together is such an important thing to be able to do. And of course, we know that when they all prayed, their prayers were answered and Daniel was able to interpret that dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. And in our reading, we see Daniel praising God and thanking him. And of course, prayer and thanksgiving is so important. And actually, sometimes it's part of our prayer. So when we were praying for that father of five, I remember somebody getting up and going to the piano and starting to play. And we just started praising God. And it was part of our prayer time together was to praise God. And as we did that, we lifted our heads up to focus on God and his power and his might and who he is. And it took us away from our human maybe struggles of belief and faith, and or even for me when I'm on my own, when I'm struggling with something, I can get so low or so kind of wrapped up in the thing I'm feeling low about that it's hard to actually to really focus on God. But if I can start to praise and sing, then it often lifts my head up to God. It's hard to do that, but I think it's helpful when we do manage to do it. And then the second part of our reading, we see Daniel's response, this song of praise. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. So that start of that prayer is a bit like when we start the Lord's Prayer and we say, hallowed be your name. He is praising who God is, who his name is. And he acknowledges God is a God of power and wisdom. Power so great that it can change times and seasons. It can dethrone kings. And Daniel goes on to say he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. And a few weeks ago, we were looking at spiritual gifts and how God loves to give these gifts to us when we ask him. So if you ask for the gift of wisdom or discernment, then I do believe that he will give you that wisdom and that discernment in the situations when you need it. And Daniel finishes by saying, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. And he acknowledges that it is through that power of joining together with his friends in prayer that that divine revelation has come. And he says, thank you. You know, we bring up our children to always say please and thank you. But with God, I think that's why I do it on a Sunday morning here, because I think it's so important for us to say thank you. But it's also something that we need to do in our personal prayer time. I'm very aware that very often I sit down before God and I have this long list of things, not just for me, but for other people, but a list of things that I want to ask God for. So I just thought we might just finish this morning by just a little moment of quiet for you, just in your hearts, quietly, just to say thank you to God for some of the things that he is doing and has done in your life. So let's just pray now. Father God, we thank you so much for everything that you do in our lives. Thank you for the many ways that you answer our prayers, both small ways and big ways. Amen.